Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I hate you so much. Why can't you just stick with an intro? I actually kind of now look forward to it, like how bad it can go. Like, and eventually you're going to hit the bottom. If anybody's out there, sponsor a podcast just so we can afford somebody to write an intro for JP, because I'm sick of his.
So welcome, my name's JP.
And I'm Francis.
And together we make Disney Channel.
No.
Oh.
Oh, we make the podcast No Point, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
If you are listening on Apple Music or Spotify, make sure to subscribe or follow so you can stay up to date on when a new episode comes out so you don't miss any of the goodness that is us. I don't know if that was a bit cocky.
Yeah, you call this goodness. You know, according to all my teachers and my guidance counselors, you should have said the failure that is me.
So I hope you're enjoying your you guys are enjoying your Sunday or whatever day you're listening to it. That doesn't really matter.
But the other podcast, it mattered. Go listen to the other podcast if you don't know that joke. But
the last episode, if you haven't listened to all of our podcasts, there's only 8, and it's going to get to the point where you can't listen to all of them because we just are going to keep pumping them out, even if nobody's listening on the other end. But we're going to start off with my favorite Sunday segment. Do you know what my favorite Sunday segment is?
The talking part.
We have a surprise for you. After much demand after our Tuesday night episode, you guys have requested to hear the good stories of our good friend in for the week from the great state, the average state of Maine. Would you like to say hi?
I would like to say hi. And also,
who invited him back? We specifically said, guys, go listen. If you have not, go listen to the last episode right now, because we specifically mentioned we would not bring him back.
They were trying to kick me out. They were like, we're only doing this out of pity. But
that was actually the direct quote. It was out of pity.
But we didn't want to make you guys just have the bad parts for friend Jake. That seems pretty messed up, which
because
we really...
There are some good parts after we dug and dug and dug and realized that, you know,
You forgot a dug.
And dug. And if we squint and pretend he's one of our other friends, we have some good memories of him.
Yeah, so if I call you the wrong name, just go
just
along with it. Yeah.
That those are the only memories we could find. David.
All right. Oh, 14 plus, right?
That's a joke from the last episode. So we have 3 stories that I want to condense into this one episode before Jake goes home. But the first one is very, very quick. But I just wanted to talk about the fact that you guys had a trouble of, which I had to grow up with too, that you guys were good friends, but you guys didn't go to the same school.
Yeah.
And this happened with one of my best friends. Same school differentiation that we both, one went to Hendricken, one went to LaSalle, schools in our state, but you guys did get to go to a class together.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I didn't know what we were talking about for a second, but yes, so again.
Mr. Van!
Oh man, so yes, me and Jake, we went to different schools. We actually went to like competitor schools, so like there was 2 kind of private schools that usually a lot of the boys go to. It's Hendricken, which is an all-boys school, and then LaSalle, which is a boys and girls school, but they're like the 2 top schools for like football and sports and all of like kind of Rhode Island.
And academics.
Yeah, and Hendricken is
better. No one cares about academics.
Is better.
You let him just say that Hendricken's better. Usually you would probably have
these people don't care.
It's you're right. I actually don't care about my school anymore. Anyway,
you guys had the pleasure of having one class together.
We had one class together, and it was actually not a class for school, just a class for life, and that was driver's ed.
Driver's ed taught by Mr. Vans.
Yes, we took driver's ed together, and it all started from like Jake, who was like, hey, I'm actually getting my like license. I'm gonna do it over like the winter break. I don't know if you want to. So obviously, you know, Again, I didn't really have anybody in my age group, so, like, I probably would not have taken driver's ed until JP was old enough to take, just statistically, probably, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, once JP gets his driver's ed, I'll go to mine. But since Jake was like, hey, driver's ed, I was like, yeah, sure. So I convinced my mom, and I was like, hey, mom, I'm at that age, like, I need to learn how to drive, and, you know, all my mom probably heard was, Aaron's perfect. So what she did was, yeah, you can go. So me and Jake had our first ever class together, which was driver's ed, and it was an experience, I'd say.
I want to jump to a specific story that I have no part of, but I remember you telling me from this.
I think I know what it is.
You know what it is?
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Jake did a hand symbol.
Oh, your dad.
Okay,
so there was a time, I think it was later in the week. It was one.
Jake was not the best kid in high school, though. I will tell. Jake was again smarter than me, I would say, and he was also like he just had more schemes than me. Like in general. He was, you were like the ringleader, I'd say, of our friendship.
Like, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I would kind of like try to keep up to you, I would say.
Thank you for that.
It's not really a compliment, that's kind of like you're a murderer.
You said I'm a bad kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so yes, in one of the later dates of our driver's ed class, we just had lunch and we were kind of itching, like we wanted to go home. It was maybe around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and we got out at 4:30. So we just got off of lunch and we were talking to like a bunch of the kids we had met in that class, and we were like, Mr. Vans, he went out to lunch, and
I want to preface this with Jake was talking to a lot of kids because people don't know it, but like socially. Like, if I'm just trying to talk to brand new people, it's very odd for me. So, like, I wasn't. But Jake is like a butterfly in social situations.
A beautiful butterfly.
He's, like, making friends with everyone. And I was just like, I want to jump out the window. But yeah, you were making friends with everybody. You were talking, and yeah. I was just kind of behind you. Continue. I just want everybody to know.
So we came up with the elaborate plan that while our teacher was not there, we would take the clock down from the side of the classroom wall, move it forward 2 hours, not 30 minutes, not 45, not something minuscule that someone might not notice, but 2 hours we moved it forward.
I cannot believe you. And you all, like, agreed. Y'all were like, yeah, this makes complete sense.
This is a good idea.
Yeah.
And so we moved it forward 2 hours, so we got out in 30 minutes or 20 minutes or something.
How did he fall for that? Because he just gets back from lunch, and he's like, time to go.
We kind of spoiled it, but it worked. It straight up worked.
Mr. Vans was an older gentleman, and he... It's hard to explain
it,
but
he was again, the best way I can explain Mr. Van was, he said, this is a direct quote, the road's a dangerous place. You're probably going to die on the road, statistically. So might as well jump out the window now and save yourself a few years. That is a direct quote from our driver's instructor.
This man had some interesting stories that we could go into much later.
Yeah,
but
straight up said one time, and again, it's just because I don't know if this is allowed as a driver instructor, but somebody needs to look into him. But yeah. He goes, again, you should never have your hands doing anything else besides driving, unless you're eating McDonald's fries. I don't know about you, but I can fit like 5, 6, 7 of those suckers in my mouth. Straight up says, the only reason to have something else in your hand is McDonald's fries, as if it's an ad.
Do you remember the story he told us about the girls he had in his car sticking their heads out the sunroof?
Yes! It was time!
He was like, don't do this unless they're... These young ladies sticking their heads out the sunroof when in my 96 sedan or whatever. Like, this man, very interesting. But anyway, so he came in from lunch and he sat down and he started talking. And then some kid was like, Mr. Vans, we're supposed to get out in like 5 minutes. Do we have an assignment or something? And he goes, what? And then he looked up at the clock, and I'm pretty sure he wore a watch too.
Yeah,
but he did not. Like,
that clock is gone.
He did not look at the watch. He looked at the clock on the wall, and he goes, "Huh, you're right. You guys can go." And we all just looked at each other. We all looked around the classroom, and we were like, "All right, bye, Mr. Vance." And we walked out.
And we did. We walked out at 2 o'clock that day. And I remember, what a dumb idea. Because here's the real dumb thing this entire thing is.
None of us drive! None of us drive! We were all just there waiting for our parents for 2 hours. Because we can't get home. And I'm sitting down there like, oh yeah, they're all bright. They're all super cool. Making these cool ideas.
Hey. We were sitting on a college campus doing absolutely nothing instead of watching movies about people dying in car crashes.
You're telling me that wasn't a better option. Every movie he showed was like people dying in car accidents.
Anyway, ultimate scheme
with no ending because we couldn't drive. So we literally sat there and I couldn't call my mom and say, hi, Mom. Yeah, we're out a little early today. Jake and his hooligans changed the clock.
Weren't these supposed to be good stories about me? Yeah. I'd be called a hooligan now.
And my mom is like you need to picture the most, or our mother, you need to picture one of the most religious, like don't take a cookie out of the cook jar because God always sees it kind of woman. So she would have told me to go back in, change the clock, call Mr. Van and get the whole thing.
Keep in mind, we had to change the clock back the following morning.
Yeah, we had to change it. But yeah, so that's just so funny. And I forget about that story at the time, but yes.
I like to imagine that he did know that the time was off. He just wanted to leave. I wish my driver's ed was that eventful because I dropped out of driver's ed. I went to 2 classes and the guy just kept talking about his Prius like it was his kid. And I was like, my voice cracked. I am done with this. And I left. But funny enough, Francis went to this driver's ed, but he didn't get his license until he was 20.
Yeah, no.
So he passed driver's ed and everything.
Yeah, I passed driver's ed, got it. I just, again, and I think it's strictly his fault. Is he just showed so many, like, death videos. He showed so many, like, jump out a window now, like, it will save you time. Like, how everybody's so dumb on the road that I was just terrified to drive. Like, apparently when Jake was, like, thinking about schemes, I was actually listening to the murders that was happening on the road.
I was paying attention. I got a 98 on that exam.
Yeah, he did. He scored higher than me. Let the record show.
Proves competitive thing that we said last time.
He did. I got a 95 and he got like a 90 and I was a little bit jealous. And I still hold that. And I want you to know that still rings true because I remember those scores. Yeah. I remember those scores that I didn't get a higher grade than him.
And can I just say that maybe the reason you took so long to get your license, not because of the horror stories, but maybe it was because on the last day we convinced your mom that you failed.
We did. That was also another story. So Jake's like, I got another big brain scheme.
Oh my gosh,
was definitely your idea. 100% it was your idea. What do you mean I came up with this? You thought, yeah, let me be the loser in this story. That's fun. No, Jake 100%. So Jake's like, hey, remember during that movie? Yeah, the one about murder? Here's what I was concocting. He's like, how about Francis, at your mom.
Episode was trying to redeem Jake.
I know, I'm sorry, but he just has these stories. He said, oh, you call your mom and tell her that you failed. And I was like, that's smart.
I was in the car with mom, and she was like, of course, Francis. Yeah, so I like, she was not surprised.
No, again, you spoil every joke. Oh, I don't know why. But yeah, I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, I failed. And her first question, I kid you not, was, did Jake pass? Like she's on my team. Yeah. Yeah, she goes, did Jake pass? I go, yeah, highest in the class. and you know, just make, I don't know if he's the highest in the class. But so I was like, yeah, highest in the class. She goes, I'm so sorry, Francis. Like, you know, it's okay. And like a little part of me was so hurt because I was like,
she was pissed.
She was so sad that like it happened. And I was like, and a little part of me was so hurt because I was like, the low standards I have, like the low standards that I'd fail and it'd make complete sense on a written quiz.
How?
Yeah. And then I go, I go, I'm kidding, Mom. I passed. And she goes, you don't have to lie, Francis. Like, it's okay. And I was like, Mom, I passed! And yeah, but funny story. Another Jake's game was to make me look bad. All right,
here's a happy, wholesome story. I stole that right off Ryan. I apologize. He's another
TikToker.
Can't
be misconstrued.
This one can't. This one is just perfect. We had a thing with Jake And this is just like a really quick passing by. Well, we had a tradition where on your birthdays, and this happened before you were 14. So once again, if you listened to the last episode, he insists we didn't hang out until we were 14. But we would break into his house or surprise him in some way on his birthday. So a few times, like, he would be out and he would come home and we would just be in his bedroom with like balloons and stuff.
Yeah. The first one, you guys were in my house.
Yeah, in his house, in his car.
And then I remember you got a job at Chick-fil-A and you were working your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got a call. My manager, I worked in the kitchen, and my manager came back and he, in all seriousness, he goes, "Jake, I need to talk to you. Someone vandalized your car." And I looked at him and I was like, "What?"
I remember
I was so mad.
I remember our mom told the manager to tell you that somebody vandalized your car.
And he did.
And he did.
He wasn't like, "I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't do that.
I can't do that. That's mean."
He was like, "Okay."
I bet he was like, "You know what? To get Jake back, you know, you wouldn't believe this, man, but he changed all the clocks in Chick-fil-A. Closed this place 3 hours early." Insane.
Anyway, so I walk outside because he was like, "You can take some time to go look at it." And I was like, "Okay." So I like take my keys. I storm out. I'm about to just be like screaming. And I see streamers and a sign and just like balloons all on and inside my car. And I'm like, "You have to be." Were you like standing by the car?
Yeah, we were standing by the car. We were standing by the car and we're like, "Happy birthday." But the story still stands. We did vandalize your car.
You did. You
like
did.
Streamers and posters and like confetti. Like, that is still vandalism. It's just a nicer, like, it's harder to get mad at, but it's still vandalism.
I do want to say that following, so my birthday's in October. Late October, the following Christmas, I got them all Chick-fil-A gift cards.
I loved it. It was the best gift I've ever got. So the next thing that I want to say is, like, you guys had a class together once. You also had a job together once. It wasn't a real job.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I was waiting for this story.
And not only me and Francis, you were also.
Yeah,
you were also.
No, we tagged him along.
No,
we
I was help. Not being paid.
He was not being paid.
You guys were being paid. Okay. And, like, you guys figured. You
so
guys could just
this
take
was
me.
Before JP. So, like, JP, you know, there's that time where, like, when you're, like, 16 or like 15 and then someone's 3 years older than you, there's a difference of the age. Like, 3 years is a big difference.
Yeah.
But when you're 22 and someone's 18, it's
not
like
really that big.
It's like, oh, you're buddies.
Yeah.
So like, this was a point where JP was significantly younger than us, and we had the job.
I assume you guys were 14 and I might have been 11.
Yeah.
That's what
I thought. Just old enough to work.
But yeah, no, but we never hung out until you were 14. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. It couldn't have been more than 14.
Impossible.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So our church, we're church friends. I don't know if you get it.
We met at church.
Our church had a school, like most churches have, but the school closed. It didn't have enough enrollment. So they had to clean out the school when it closed. And it had been closed for years, but they just had sold it. So our job was to go over, well, their job, I just tagged along. They were like,
the job we were getting paid for and the volunteer work you were doing
was to go from the church to the school, get all the records, all of the class file cabinets, everything that the school kept, like records on kids, and move
boxes.
Yeah, it was literally move boxes of records from the Cabrini Center, which had to be about
The parish office is the Cabrini Center.
I mean, the school, which
to
is...
To the parish
Yeah,
office.
To the parish office. So about 50 feet. All we had to do, move these boxes of papers 50 feet, and just do that probably about 25 times.
I think it would probably take us genuinely. I think it would 5 hours. 5 hours would have been
five
how
hours
long
in,
it would have taken.
5 hours in one day. I feel like we could do it.
Yeah, one day. If we all worked... If we all, like,
non-stop,
we could do it in one day.
Yeah.
But it took us, I think, like, 6-7 days.
That's a stretch.
How many days? 4 days?
No, I feel like it took a whole week. I feel like we worked literally Monday, like, when we started, and we didn't finish till Saturday.
That's a very real possibility. I don't know.
I feel like
this was before I was 14, I have no recollection
of it. So, again, the job that we're telling you we had to do, if we worked, should take one day. But for some reason,
it took multiple days, nonetheless.
5 days with an extra employee. Because again, me and Jake were hired for this, and JP just came along because we were like, "Come here and play with us." and it took us 5 extra days. So you might ask, how is that possible?
Why did it take so long?
How was that possible that you could take 1 day job and make it 5 days?
Well, I don't know if you ever fantasized to this, the people that are listening, but the idea of having a school to yourself. It was a completely empty school and gymnasium. And we thought of the stupidest idea looking back. We were such idiots.
Before you say this, I wanna stick with the record of the whole podcast of saying I am the dumbest kid out of all of us. I was always the dumbest kid. And here's how I know I was. Because if you two were not there, like, again, you would always be more friends with me because, you know, we're the same age. But yeah. You and JP thought on the same wavelength.
See, but
we came up with this idea.
This was probably... Me and JP didn't always... Like, I always wanted to hang out with you, but yeah. There was a time where JP and I didn't really click because he was significantly younger.
Yeah, he was more annoying.
Yeah.
I would say because he was just younger.
We didn't start to become good friends until a couple years ago. Here's the reason this happened, because, again...
I came up with this idea.
If you guys did not do this right, I would have just moved back. Yeah. Like, I think I was moving boxes when you guys were like, wait! And I'm like, oh, what are we doing? Like, you got a faster way?
I've said this before that I think, like, if there was a person that is closest to me, like, as a person, like, personality-wise, it's you. Like, if there was a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
So we came up with this stupid game.
They still don't know what this is. Yeah, I love it. The patient must be killing you.
We always came up with games like this. But we took rulers and paper and duct tape. And we fastened duct tape and ruler swords.
Yep. And knives.
Throwing knives. And walkie-talkies. We all had walkie-talkies.
Yep, Jake had walkie-talkies.
I got them first.
He literally comes in. And because, again, the first day, like, we're not too prepared for this. So the first day we did the job. We started doing the job a little bit. And then we explored the school a little bit. Because, you know, obviously you're doing the job. You're like, wait a minute. This is probably the coolest place to play games. So what we did was, again, so we're like, oh, we have a plan. We're not gonna do really work. We have a whole building, an empty building.
I remember we talked about it, like, we'll go home and we gave each other jobs. It was like, you assemble the knife,
got the talkies,
everything. We had walkie-talkies. We had weapons already there made.
We had maps.
We knew where we were hiding.
We had hidden swords around the entire thing. We were Fortnite before Fortnite, like hiding weapons around the map that you could grab. And we decided to play a giant game of Manhunt. But the seeker had to throw a throwing knife at the hiders.
Very dumb.
But the hiders had to kill the seeker before the seeker got them.
It was based on a Roblox game.
It was based on Murder Mystery. Which we'd play together.
Yeah, so there's someone who's hiding. There's someone who's trying to kill the sheriff who's trying to kill the murderer.
Yes.
So it's like, but we only, instead of like multiple people and you were trying to figure them out, there was just three.
Yeah, there was just like,
so
we got a new
free for all.
Yeah, and we had a whole abandoned school to ourselves. Like, it was kind of creepy thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two floors and then a basement.
And it had been closed for like two years. And there was like sad messages written on the wipe off board. Yeah, like, we miss you guys. Like, it was sad.
But to this day, this is still one of the most fun weeks I've ever had. Where like, we knew that place front hand, back hand. We knew hiding spots. We knew where people would look. We knew where certain weapons were. We did all this, right? We did so much in that. Except our job. We were getting paid to just do this. And we had it set up on a system that
every hour we would move one box over.
And every hour
we'd move one box and we would always explain. They would always be like, it's been a while since you're back over. We're like, we had to move this. We were sweeping.
We always had an excuse. And we'd also have them so that we would go together and like it was like one, two, so they'd see us moving constantly.
Yeah.
And then we'd say we literally ask questions to our employer. We'd ask questions before and we'd say, hey, if they fell out, like the papers, what do you want us to do? Like, if there's like a cabinet that like we're just having, like, do you have dollies anywhere? You know what? Forget the dolly. We'll just try to drag it.
Yeah.
Like,
it may take a while.
Like, we'd set this up. We set it up that it had to be the longest job ever.
We have to go up these stairs. So we have to take breaks, water breaks,
like two each box.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be a process. I just want to warn you.
But it was the best. It was so much fun.
And did we get onto the roof? Or was that not with you?
No, I think that was a different day. But I don't think it was related to that. But we definitely got to go on the roof.
And again, this was one of the funnest times that I'll ever have like a memory of. And like the way. And I think it's really, it really says a lot because in the end. We did rip off a church.
We did.
I think what happened was I think you guys got a flat rate fee for doing job. It, and it wasn't per hour.
No, I think it was per hour. The way the church did it was we had to fill out a time card.
Yeah,
we filled out.
I was volunteering.
We were there from. We said we were there from 8
I
to
hope
4.
No one ever. I hope this podcast never blows up. Honestly, there's never been. But yeah. It was, and again, because I thought it was a timesheet as well.
Although we were totally getting like $6 an hour.
Yeah. To be honest.
They were scamming them.
We were also getting scammed for our hourly wage because, again, we were like 14
years old.
So they were like $5 an hour.
14 in a nonprofit.
In all honesty, if they turned around and looked at us and said, you pay us $5 an hour, I still would have taken that deal. I would have paid them to play that game.
It was so much fun. But I don't know if you guys remember. It was also terrifying.
Terrifying.
When you were hiding
alone
by yourself in an abandoned school.
I remember you were in like a cabinet.
Yeah, because like you could hide in like an easy spot and be like okay, because there were windows, it was daylight, so like you'd be fine. But if you wanted to really hide, you could go down into the basement and hide near the furnaces.
We're little kids.
And JP will never remember this, and I really regret that I'm bringing this up because I just think it's super funny for the podcast, but this is a moment that I think JP will never let me live down again, and I'm just glad he's ever forgot because I've said that I would never talk about this situation again, is JP was the murderer, and I was the hider, and what I decided to do, like a boy who's been raised by a very Catholic mother who's been raised as the dumbest human being again, I decided where I will hide is the women's bathroom because no man's allowed in the women's bathroom according to law.
I'm gonna be honest, and I didn't look in the women's bathroom.
No. Except for this one time where you go, you literally bang the door open, right? Because you were just banging doors open and you banged it open. And again, I didn't hide in a stall. That's gross because again, I'm not really allowed in the women's bathroom. Yeah. Again, this is a closed school. So really I should be allowed to, but it's still the thought. So JP opens the door and I'm just standing there and JP goes, and JP again is so much smaller than me. So he's like a foot shorter than me and I'm tall and I'm so much older. And he goes, are you in the women's bathroom? And I go, no. And you go, that's really weird. And I was like, stop it. It was a hiding spot. You go, why do you hang out in a women's bathroom? Are you a woman? And I was like, stop bullying me, kid.
See, I feel like I was just hiding somewhere else.
You're probably in a cabinet fine, and I'm having a life crisis. I'm having a straight up life crisis about my sexuality. Well, it was just for a game, and I wanted to win.
All right, the last story that I have for this podcast is probably one of my favorites, right? So
better than that. Wow.
I know.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, right? So we always play games. Every time Jake's home, which is not often, he doesn't really love us anymore.
It has nothing to do with it.
It's college.
it's college. Whenever I come home, I hang out with you guys.
You've been with us like all week. Jake's been home 1 week. He's been with us all week. You've probably seen him. He's been on a TikTok. Oh, before I get into the last story, Jake was actually in the first ever TikTok that was posted on Francismo 10 account, but Francis has since deleted it. And I remember Jake was pretty upset about that.
True. It was hilarious.
It wasn't, Jake. You got to face the fact.
Yeah, it wasn't that
good. No, actually, I would like you to say, I was so, so proud of that TikTok.
I was,
You
too.
Sent it to everybody.
I was so proud of that TikTok.
I sent it to everybody.
It was our first TikTok, and I remember that I'd never really done TikTok before, but I remember my For You page was this one song over and over and over, and it was like Teach You How to Blow or something.
Yeah.
It was a song like Teach You How to Blow. and like people would just do different things. And it came to me and I was like, you know what? I have an idea. I'm going to use this song, but about an inhaler. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Like, again, looking at it now, I guess it wasn't. But it was so funny to us at the time. And we had so much fun making it.
Because we were, like, just hanging out. It was just me and you. And we were, like, playing video games. And we thought it was so funny. We were like, what if we made a TikTok? Like,
yeah.
What if we actually made a TikTok?
It was like, so funny because that was my first ever TikTok, and it was like, and I was like, yeah, let's just do this. And I remember we did this video. We did this video probably 20 times until we were happy with the result. And it was a 7-second video at most, and it took us at least an hour to film this video. And we were like so happy and so proud of it. And then we posted it, and it got like 15 views, maybe like 5 likes, and we thought we were famous.
Yeah,
it was up on your account until you had like 15,000 followers, then you were like, this can't stay up.
Yeah, because it was.
But I didn't know that
it was a little off brand, and like it was very different than the content because again, once we did that TikTok, I really got addicted to TikTok. Yeah, like I was like, oh my gosh, they're so funny to make. So I would make other TikToks, and they were just so different from like that TikTok. Yeah. Like I didn't use trend sounds. Like it was me just talking. So I was like, I want to do it. But again, I didn't have the heart to tell Jake that I took down that TikTok.
And so up until I learned that Francis became famous,
I remember the
viral
day. It was 500,000.
I was like, dude, I'm on your TikTok and you are famous. Like, I am your first video. That is awesome. And he looks at me.
No, I didn't look at you. Again, I didn't say it though. I just want to make this clear that I did not. So you go, yeah, and you did that huge monologue where you like, I'm your first video. Like, this is so awesome. And JP, just, you know, the troublemaker he is, goes, oh, you deleted that video. Yeah, totally deleted. And Jake just dropped for a second.
Absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely stunned.
Your heart had been broken.
I had no idea why. I was like, that was so funny.
I know, and it was. And it was.
And then all I could think was, okay, friend, I am no longer part of Francis's fame story, and no one will ever know.
No one will ever know. That was up for like 15,000. It was just different,
it's
Jake.
It's okay.
But yes,
I'm on Broski Studios now.
Yeah, and you're on the podcast.
And I'm on the podcast.
And you're on a YouTube video.
And I'm on a YouTube video.
I will always give you credit for the first ever TikTok that I ever did, and the one that made me like TikTok.
Well, the only thing is, you know how they have like the trend that like this is what made me famous. I know it didn't make you famous, but
can you write that?
I feel like
those 15 views and 5 likes. Yeah, I'm about to say, yo, those are ours.
But anyway,
all right, now back to the last story that I have for Jake. So when Jake comes home, we always like to play games, board games usually, right? And it was winter vacation, and we decided to spend the day playing video games and board games. I remember Jake arrived at our house at 8 a.m. that morning, right? And we played games in the basement up until noon, where we went out for a 10-minute Little Caesars pickup. We picked up 2 Little Caesars pizza, which this was not what I was going to talk about real quick, but the Little Caesars was the sketchiest Little Caesars ever because there was one guy and all the cameras were like covered. Like this guy didn't want the cameras to catch any robbery.
And like Little Caesars has one slogan, right? Hot and ready, right? That's what they say. Like hot and ready.
No.
It was not hot and ready.
We ordered it.
Yeah, he goes, we ordered pizza. He'd be like, that's going to be like 20 minutes. I was like, that's a real pizza. You don't cook real pizzas here. It's Little Caesars.
And we didn't get something special. We got cheese. We got cheese pizza.
It's true, completely true.
We haven't been back since. But so we played all morning from 8, and it got to probably 6 p.m., and we decided, let's play Risk. It's a board game. It's a really fun board game that always ends bad for me, Francis, and Jake. We were probably 3 hours in. It was probably 9 o'clock. It's a really long board game when you play it right. It was probably 9 o'clock, and our mom came into the basement, and she goes, you have to leave this house.
Yeah, like,
she goes, like, you know, like the slogan when parents go, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's basically what she did.
Wait, see, oh, what God. It felt, yeah, that's not what parents, it's like
who
bars.
Says that?
Bars say
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Bars, so our mom's running a bar in the basement. Yeah.
No, it was like, you know when, like, your kid is, like, 45 years old and playing Dungeons and Dragons in your mom's basement, and the mom just comes down and is like, and you know, you've never talked to a girl in a very long time. She's like, get
get out. Like, you gotta see the world. Like, she kicks us out to, like, just go outside anywhere but here. But we were in the middle of the risk game.
And we could not end this risk game. So we determined we were going to take pictures of the board. We were like, well, can we go to your house, Jake? And then somebody, I think it might have been Francis, he was like, what if we just take it to, like, a restaurant and we play a game? And we were all like, stupid, you can't take a board game.
Like, we can't do that.
I have one idea and you all are stupid.
Well, it was me. I had worked in a restaurant. So I was like, that is absolutely frowned upon. You cannot do that.
I hate that you preface it with a nice restaurant. So whatever, this restaurant of Applebee's, not a noise.
What is a No Point podcast without Applebee's being brought up? Same Applebee's that we have talked about in several episodes.
It's true.
But so we called Applebee's and we're like, hey, can we bring a board game? And they go, let me check. And then they transfer to somebody else. We go, can we bring a board game? And they go, let me check. This happened like 2 times until a guy came and he was like, will you be loud? We're like, no. And he goes, how many people? Like, I assume, like, apples. He's probably thinking, like, apples to apples, 18 plus people. And we're like, 3 people. And he's like, will you order food? And I was like, well, of course.
Imagine you got halfway laps,
like,
right?
Yeah. And we're like, would you order food? And we're like, well, you're getting a little pushy, man. We said we're only bringing 3.
So we show up, and I remember the hostess looks at us, and she goes, how many? And we go, 3. And she looks down, and she sees Francis holding the board game. And she goes, you're the board game people.
Yeah.
She goes, follow me. She brings
a table ready for us.
She brings us to a corner booth, which is like kind of sectioned off, like away from the rest of the restaurant. She's like, we prepared this booth for you.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a pretty big table.
I was mad at the booth.
And we had a waitress. Now, Francis is of the legal drinking age. So is Jake. They're the same age. And Francis goes, Jake goes, can I get a Bud Light or whatever? And Francis goes, can I get one too? And the waitress said, I'm gonna need to see IDs, like her job. Jake shows his ID. Francis, on the other hand, left his ID at home in this rush.
I am the dumbest human being ever who leaves his ID, you know, because, again, I'm just focused on bringing risk. I'm not focused on my ID.
God,
so again, I don't have my ID. So I do the classic guy thing. Hit one pocket, hit the other pocket, hit the back pocket, nothing there. So I'm like, oh, no. And she goes, oh, you don't have your ID. And I was like, she thinks I'm 5 because I've also brought in a board game and I look 5 years old. I don't know if you've seen my TikToks, but I don't look old. And I go, she goes, do you have any ID on you? And I go, I have a famous birthday. Because I do. I do because of obviously one of the perks of TikTok is that I have a famous birthday, which is so cool. But I have a famous birthday. And I was like, I have a famous birthday. And she goes, you do? And I go, yeah. And she goes,
she
She was like, she goes, if you, have, I was like, would that count? She goes, if you have a famous birthday, I'll count it as ID. Like, just not believing.
She could totally get fired for that. I just want to let you know.
We'll never mention her name because I don't remember it.
She actually is a fan of the, she's a fan of our TikTok account. So,
I literally go, yeah. So I show her my famous birthday, and I don't know if anybody's seen my famous birthday, but the picture is of me in a cowboy hat. That's regardless, but it's so weird, but it is. And she goes, oh my gosh. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, all right. And anyway, so she goes, gets the drinks, and then she comes back, right, as if regathering herself, comes back and goes, so, like, why do you have a famous famous birthday? And I was like, oh, I'm famous on TikTok. And she was like, no way. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, what's your, like,
I love TikTok.
You know, like every other human being loves TikTok. And I was like, yeah. I was like, cool. And then so she was like, oh, I'll have to look you up after. And I was like, okay. You know, and
she did look up and she followed. So she could very well be listening to this podcast right now. We would have no idea. But the best part was she was actually a wonderful waitress, and she sat at our table. Like, she, like, knelt down at our table, like, watching the risk game and was very invested, as well as all of the wait staff. There was an Asian waiter, and he was not our waiter. I don't know where he was from, but he kept coming over, and he kept pointing to, like, countries in Asia, like Japan, China, and he was like, don't get them, they're a terrible country.
Yeah.
Like, he would point out, he's like, who's got China? They're losing the game. And I was like,
they would keep checking and be like, oh, who's winning? Oh, no, you're not in a good position.
The entire wait staff, and it was the best
they really got into
ever.
It.
But I remember the waitress, she came over one time, and she's like, I'm having a terrible day. That table right there didn't even leave me a tip. And, like, it was probably because we were all just, like, we were talking and everything. But I remember we all said to ourselves, like, now we had now to leave the hugest leave tip ever.
We have to compensate for that tip.
because of us playing Risk, we were there. We were there for hours, right?
Yeah, we were there for another 3 hours.
Because it was never-ending chicken tenders. Yeah. And we just kept getting chicken tenders. So I think we left her like a $40-$50 tip in the long run.
Yeah, let's flex on our tip game.
It was large.
It was a significant.
It was good, yeah.
It was like what you would pay to play Risk out in public.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I would say.
We're not Mr. Beast
again,
over here.
Again,
but
this
like,
was back when I probably had like two. So it was just like literally, I probably had like 400,000 at the time of this TikTok followers at this point. But it was just that she was just so nice, and she let us play Risk, you had a waitress that sat at your table, like, you felt like you were friends with her.
Yeah, absolutely, and then she DM'd Francis after on Instagram, was like, oh my gosh, I love your TikToks, yada, yada, yada.
She knows you, because without the blanket and stuff, but, like, you're one of my favorite TikTokers, and I was like, oh, that's so awesome, but yeah, she was really nice.
Now, you might think that's where the story ends, because that's the end of the story, until, months later, I'm in college, right? And I had a really good teacher for one of my semesters, right? And he was my literature teacher. And he knew about my TikToks because I wore a TikTok hoodie. I did one of my English projects while using a TikTok video. Like, he knew a TikTok and he thought it was really cool and everything. He also knew about, as all of you guys know, my addiction to Applebee's and how often I go to Applebee's, right? He knew this about me. And in the other class, he had several classes. Apparently, he was using me as an example. And he said, well, there's a kid. He's famous on TikTok. He loves Applebee's. And a girl stands up. He goes, and he's telling me this the next day I'm back in his class. And he goes, yeah, some girl in my last class, I was talking about you and your TikToks. And she goes, OMG, I love their TikToks. I also happen to be a waitress at Applebee's. And I can vouch for the fact that they always come in. And he was like, she said you brought a board game to Risk. And you know, that's just embarrassing because I don't know anybody in my college class, but now my entire college class knows that not only do I like Applebee's, and that I'm on TikTok, but I have the audacity to bring a board game to Risk. And the fact that we had the same teacher and how our stories overlap. No, I remember now. It wasn't that he was using me as an example. She wrote her whole essay. Yeah. It was about the essay was craziest experience at a job. And she wrote about how she served a famous TikToker food at Applebee's while they were playing Risk. This was her essay for a grade. And when he read the essay, he was like, oh my gosh, this has to be him. He loves Applebee's. He loves Risk. He watches. He does TikTok.
That your teacher knows this.
Yeah,
you love Applebee's.
Well, because I talked about all the time how much like I love a good deal.
If you don't know JP, like he has a thing with like meat in a deal. Like if it's like if it's anything,
I love cheap meat.
Like if it's like endless chicken tenders, $5.99 buffalo wings, like anything. Like even if he doesn't like the meat, if there's a special, he's on it.
I had a schedule every day. Like I knew that Monday was half price, 25-cent boneless wings. I knew it was never ending chicken tenders, which day that was. Buffalo Wild Wings had a buy one get one free wing special, so I always knew we'd get cheap meat. But she at one point DM'd us and was like, "I work," and sent her work schedule, and she was like, "Come in sometime." And we never came back in, and we go to Applebee's a lot, and I've never seen her again.
No,
so I don't know what happened.
But yeah, that was so much fun.
It was very fun.
Say that again. I don't think they heard you.
That was very fun.
Did we do a better job of like condoning you as a
better?
Did we make
looking
you look better?
I think you did.
Yeah.
And the more of the fun times, and not that the other times weren't fun, but making me look less malicious.
Yeah.
As our first ever guest, do you think it was a good idea to have a guest? Do you think you had fun?
Yeah.
You had fun?
I think you should have more guests.
Not you, though. You're done. You're never coming back. Do something more exciting. Maybe you can come back.
Well, I think that, although I think your viewers might like me, I don't know if they would enjoy me continually being a guest, you know? You only have so many.
No, you're never coming back.
Only they can tell it. But yeah, no, it was good to have you on this podcast. I'm very happy that you got to tell some stories. You got to admit that it was a dirty play the other day. today you admit that you were a little bit malicious and decided that you know, you changed the clocks and stuff. So yeah, I just, you know, I'm glad that we've aired out a few things that I just needed to hear you say.
This was free therapy, right?
Yeah, this is my therapy for my life.
So thank you guys so much for watching. If you are on Spotify or Apple Music, make sure to follow or subscribe so you stay up to date on the episode. Also, please consider supporting our podcast by going to www.broskistudios.com and hitting support our podcast. So the code word,
again,
I think,
because what we did last week, you know, the guests. I think the guest should be able to pick the code word. So, Jake, take it away. What is the code word?
Well, so I know what the code word is, but I didn't say it. So I want...
Wait, what do you mean you didn't say it? Who said the code word?
Well, you say it nonetheless.
It's your code word. It's you whatever pick you it. Want.
You're in a women's bathroom?
I knew you'd pick that! I made him forget about it! Why would you do that?
So that's the code word. You're in a woman's bathroom? Tweet at us at Broski Studios or all social media Broski Studios or Francismo 10, Chippy Bree. Or Jake, you want to give your TikTok? Just your TikTok.
Yeah, don't plug anything else.
I won't plug anything else.
No, you can plug.
Jake Gebhardt, 21.
We're going to bleep that out in post. They'll never know your TikTok. Thank you guys.
I don't want them to know my TikTok. My Instagram is where it's at.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis.
He's not signing off. Jake, you want to sign off?
Yeah, I'll sign off because this is my last episode. I'm Jake.
Hey, if they want you back, they can get you back.
All right, guys. Bye, guys. See you Tuesday night.
Love you.
We love you.